see experience like. We I heard ridiculous amount of charges the POS operators are putting on their withdrawals. 100 naira, is it 1,000? 1,000 naira, Abby. 100 on 1,000. Yeah? Yeah. That's one of the things I got this morning. I even got some stories of how someone, after close of work, had to walk around for 3 hours before he could get money to transport himself from his place of work to his house. It's really that bad. Yesterday, I went out myself to, you know, have a look at what people are passing through. I went to Lekki, I went to Aja, and I was in VI as well, driving around town at cash points around town, trying to look at what people are contending with in their bid to get some money to at least do some day-to-day runnings. And then I saw in a place where, I mean, there was no money in the ATMs, and people were still there hoping that the banks would come load these ATM machines up for them to have access to money. At least you never can tell what people want to use money for, right? But they just want money, because some businesses have stopped accepting the old notes. Even some commercial buses, keke, bikes, where bikes are still operating, have stopped accepting the old notes. So people are forced now. Most people are forced to be looking for the new notes. And the new notes are not available. God knows where the new notes are, because people are struggling every day to get the new notes. Now, my question is, what's your experience in trying to get money from the ATM? How are you getting by if you don't have cash on you? The cashless thing, has it been working for you thus far? Have you had any issues trying to use your card? I mean, if we want to go cashless, is that something that you would... I like cashless, right? But then there are still a bit of challenges. So I want to know your experiences trying to go cashless, your experience trying to get money from the ATMs, the POS operators, and from the banking hall. If you've had the cost to go inside the banking hall to go make withdrawals. Now, have you tried to ask for smaller dinos, the 20, the 50, and the 100? Have you tried to, you know, withdraw those smaller dinos, and what's the reaction? Did you get them? Were you able to get them? And if you don't have cash right now, you need cash, what's your plan in getting money today? If you're at the ATM points, please, you can call me up. Let me talk to you about what is going on out there. All right? 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Or just call the smart number, 0700-993-993-993. I have some carryover messages on WhatsApp from 5 a.m. that I would start. That's where I will begin if I'm reading messages online. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. If you're a female, you can call this line, 01-465-7190. If you called me earlier, please do not call again. Again, female line is 01-465-7190. Let's give others a fresh opportunity to calling and share their experience in trying to get money in Lagos. All right, please turn off your radio and be very brief with your submissions. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, brother.
Yeah, good morning. So, my own experience is they should try and put 500 naira, 200 naira, because most of the ATM, they are dispensing 1,000. You really need to change, like 200, 500. By the time you are giving 1,000 naira, you go out there to buy something, you are still going to be giving an old note as a change.
Right.
You understand?
Right, right, right.
And even the bank I went to yesterday, that was dispensing, though it's not my bank. So because of that, they were dispensing 1,000 naira. Meaning that if you want to withdraw 10,000 naira, you have to do the transaction like 10 times before you can get 10,000 naira.
1K.
And each of the transactions, you are being charged 5 naira. So if you have to withdraw 10,000 naira, they will debit you, they will charge you 300 naira for service charge just for that. So it's just crazy.
No kidding.
And you even be on the queue, this will finish. Sometimes they don't put more than 200,000 naira.
Did you try to go inside the banking hall? Maybe you could get 20 naira notes or 50 naira notes.
Inside the banking hall, I paid like a GT bank now, paying 3,000 naira. That is the highest they can pay. And 100 naira. I'll give 3,000 naira.
3,000 naira in 100 naira dino.
Yes, yes. And you have a lot of people in the queue. Before you know, they will tell you the money is finished.
Inside the banking hall.
Inside the banking hall, they will tell you the money is finished.
Even with the old notes, 100 naira old.
Even with the 100 naira, they will tell you it's not available.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They will tell you no money is not available.
Thank you for sharing that, because I've been waiting to hear experience of people who've been inside the banking hall and the response they got. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, I totally agree with the first caller.
Yeah.
Because I went to the banking hall yesterday. The money was even mutilated. Getting the old loan was even mutilated.
Okay. How much were you given?
500. 50 naira.
50 naira. But was there a limit?
Yes, 5,000 naira. That is the limit. Or 2,000.
Okay.
My business has stopped because of this.
I'm so sorry. I mean, that can be painful.
The CBN should just do something. I'm being on the queue. And it's not even palatable at all, being on the queue. I will leave my office and come and queue for hours. Please, Nigeria, if you help us to pass the information around, thank you.
They're listening right now, and I'm sure they're putting this down. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, my own experience is I had to, the queue was something else. So what I now did was I had to give someone that works in the bank,
okay,
my card,
okay,
because they too cannot withdraw across the counter. They have to go and queue.
Oh, wow. Even the bankers themselves, no special privilege for them. Are you still with me? I can't hear you anymore. I'm sorry. Do try and call me back, okay? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, good morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Oriligon.
Let's talk.
Sheriff, do you know that I have been nursing the fear, terrible fear, to go to the bank?
I can imagine.
I made an attempt. When I saw the crowd, it was like Oshodi Market. So I have to run back. You see, what I've resolved to, the same thing I've been doing with the fuel. I just go to where the price is high.
Okay.
But the houses are very limited. So I make use of POS now. And one wisdom I've devised is I don't go around with so much cash.
Okay.
If I think of the things I need, if they are not up to 3,000, 5,000 per day, I just go to POS. Because even the POS guys, they buy cash now. Whether old or new currency, they are buying it. I'm telling you, they are buying it. So you don't even blame them that they are putting some extra charges.
Right.
Because they are paying more to get those money too.
Right.
So that is the means I've devised.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Bless you too. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I need to take another corner. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
How my name is Tai. I'm calling for Badere. My own experience yesterday was that I went to go and buy something.
Right.
And some people were saying that they are not collecting any transfer. Still fight yesterday. Wanted to go and buy fish at the market.
Yeah.
Then the people, all these people from the Badagry, the Egun, that they are selling fish.
The fish?
Yes. Saying that, No. I'm not collecting any transfer. No. I've been to the bank now. I'm just coming back. I didn't see any money to collect.
Oh,
I have my money there. They are not giving me. I now took time to them to explain to them that even me that I want to buy now from you, I don't have any cash to give you. If you are not collecting any transfer, your goods we just dealt for. They said those ones that are selling to them.
Yeah.
By IDC that went to the ocean to go and get it.
Yes.
They don't have banks. So they don't know what is happening. So I don't know how government can help us in that. I said, okay, this thing is supposed to be saying it in your own language. They will hear it.
so that they will know. Right. They said, no, they are not collecting any money. They are not collecting any money. Mm. But at the end of the day, I still buy my own market.
How did you do it? How did you eventually get the fish?
It's somebody that I know. We've been together for how many years now? More than 10 years.
Right.
So I now begged that she didn't know me. I even begged my husband. My husband went to the bank.
Okay.
Union Bank, even Chevron, that area. He was inside. He said he did not see any money to collect.
Okay.
That there's no money. Even around the counter, there's no money.
Hmm.
That's what I would give the person maybe the next day or the third day, since somebody that I know. Hmm. But since I begged the other one,
yeah,
they now allow me to do transfer. But I have to do health education on CBN. To them, that even the other person comes to meet them,
yeah,
it is still the same,
it's the same thing
that will happen. Unless you want to buy like 3,000, 1,000, that's where you will see money.
Hmm.
Money you can collect is 10,000 naira with your ATM.
Hmm.
So it's very bad. It's very bad.
Thank you, Tai. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you. I mean, this context now is... So you can understand the angle from which the sellers themselves are coming from. So they want to sell their goods, right? And after selling, after getting transfer from you, how do they now get that money out to go and buy more goods? Now, if their product is not perishable, it's even worse, because they would rather they keep their product until they find someone who has cash to give to them. But for the perishable ones, I don't know how they're going to go about it, because they can't keep the perishable goods forever, right? It's getting more interesting. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, miss.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you, bro.
Yeah, my name is Anthony. I'm calling from Yaba.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Okay. So I really feel, I just feel they should bring out the cash. There will be no scarcity creates conflict. It's tensing everybody up. I mean, for example, a few days ago, I queued for close to 45 minutes to 1 hour to withdraw only 20,000. Think of how I had to waste my time to spend to get that money.
Yeah.
Now, I feel so apprehensive spending the money, because I wonder when I'll be able to get another one.
Right.
So,
right.
It's messing up my mind.
Right.
I'm sure it's happening to many other people.
I'm sure it is.
Wherever this money is, let it come out and save us queues. We'll queue for fuel, we'll queue for cash.
I know, Anthony. Anthony, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Let me go to WhatsApp and go take some messages there. I'm going to go back to 517. Yeah. So this message from Akinlabi says, the situation right now is getting out of hand. I was in Zenith Bank yesterday. The lady at the counter felt so reluctant to give me 2,000 naira in 50 naira bill. In 50 naira notes, she said there was no cash. Now I don't know how to come back from work today. Oh my word. How do anybody be in this kind of situation? I mean, how? Doesn't even know how to come home today. Maru from Aja says, I use POS in Eleko area, and I was charged 400 naira for 2K in Eleko Junction. Maru, thank you for sharing your experience. Let me take another one from Austin. Austin is in Satellite. Austin says, he sent me a message that APC, he said, I sent you a message last week that APC government wants to rig these 2023 elections with a scarcity of fuel and the new Naira notes. But you said that I should not give them that idea. Don't forget that CBN Governor Emefiele is a member of APC. Tinubu and Emefiele were just pretending. Some gullible Nigerians will be forced to take a bribe of the new Naira notes from APC because they are hungry. They want to eat and do other things. Austin sent that. Austin, thank you for sharing your thought. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How was your night, sir?
It was short. Very short.
This is Joy calling, sir.
Welcome.
See, you know what happened to me yesterday?
Tell me.
The bike that picked me from my home to church.
Yeah.
Immediately, he just saw 500 naira new notes. He said, please, ma, give it to me, please. please, please. I said, what happened? He said, I want to keep it. I want to keep it. Please give it to me. I was so surprised. And I said, people to bank, they cannot be able to get money for me. See, people cannot buy food to eat. Is it a good thing? So for 8 years, we suffer. In the end of this government go out. The people that are supporting it, let them come out and begin to see how people are suffering because of this money. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks for calling me. Appreciate your time. Good morning to you. Morning to you.
Good morning. How are you
today? Doing okay. Thank you.
Good. I'm very good. Yesterday I tried to collect some cash, and when I saw the multitude,
yeah,
I just quietly walked back. But if let's look at this whole stuff. The cash is not in the CBN. CBN has released money to the commercial banks. So the people that are actually sabotaging the citizens of the country right now are the Nigerian banks. I mean, I was out for 4 months. And for 4 months, I don't think I touched cash 3 to 4 times. I paid, I did all my transaction with my card. I don't even need to impute my PIN. I just touch. So somebody is playing with the citizens. The inconvenience is making somebody happy. Now, because of the depth of corruption that has eaten this country so bad, I will not be surprised if this money is being distributed to the high and mighty in the society. But the question that everyone should be willing to answer is, for how long are we going to subject ourselves to this inhuman and hard way of getting things done? 2023, February 1, it is still a struggle to pay with your ATM card, to withdraw cash. As a matter of fact, the world is moving from
to even do transfer. It's still a struggle to even do to make transfer.
Because even the internet to get it done is sick. 2023 in Nigeria, 2023. I'm very pained and seriously ashamed.
Thank you.
At the level that we have descended. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. Thank you. I mean, what you have said, it's something that we all need to think about. Lawrence, hi. Good morning to you.
Sorry. Good morning, bros.
Good morning.
How was your night?
It was okay. Thank you.
I think I concur with the last caller.
Okay.
The problem is from Nigeria Commercial Bank. My brother just called me from Nasarawa about 2 days ago.
Okay.
He told me that one of his colleagues, who has up to 10 million, took the money to the bank, give 2 million to one of the bank staff. Then the person I introduced into the bank staff collected 1 million and they're giving 7 million cash.
What?
Yes, it's confirmed.
7 million cash of the new note. Oh, Lawrence is gone. I wanted to confirm the Dinos. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is Billy from Yaba.
Welcome, Billy. Talk to me.
So, yesterday I went to the bank.
Okay.
I don't know if we can mention the bank or not, but got there, I met some ladies just in Yoruba and all that. They were like, oh, there's no money. I'm like, really? Because I didn't go on Monday thinking, oh, they'll sort out everything. So I went Tuesday. So they're like, there's no money. We were just in. So somebody was like, oh, and I didn't even have 100 naira on me. I had gotten rid of all my money over the weekend. So they're like, oh, they're giving 2,000. I'm like, okay, let me go and get 2,000. Somebody's coming to see me. She will need T-Fed to go back home, blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
Got into the bank. I'm like, please, I want to collect the 2,000 you're giving everybody. They're like, oh, there's no 2,000. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? They're like, no, they don't have the 2,000. I'm like, okay, can I speak to the manager? So she came, was telling me all this story. There's no money. The CBN something. I think they said they're going to give them money. I'm like, when is it going to be available? She doesn't know. They don't know when they'll get it. Even her staff, they came late, blah, blah, blah. So as I was going back, I told the people I was listening with, I didn't get the 2,000. So one man was like, oh, go back in and ask for Lagbaja. I'm like, no, thank you. So I went home. Then I just remembered that I have a couple of people at the market that I know they usually have cash.
Yeah.
One of them is a really close friend. One of them is my aboki. So I called them. I'm like, listen. Oh. So they were like, okay, come. So I just did a transfer to them and I was able to get cash.
Hmm.
And that's how, you know, I sorted myself out. So I went to go buy chicken. And the lady was willing to get to accept the transfer. To do transfer and call is drama. Eventually, after 3-4 times, it went through. She didn't even get there. Let's like, just go out. I know I'll see it. And, you know, that's just... And, of course, I got old notes. But at this point, you need something to hold
you
on.
You just need something.
You know, no, it's not... And then as I was coming back, apparently they had gotten money at the bank. The queue was like 30 people.
Hmm.
I'm not willing to go sit at the queue. I'm just going to have to be creative on how to
manage,
get cash one way or the other. So that's my experience.
But yeah, thanks for sharing your experience. Appreciate it. Sam is in VI. Sam, are you with us?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Sam.
Yeah, Sherry, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. You see, there's nothing to confirm again. EFCC or whatever, they are just a bunch of hypocrites. JD, Uncle Jimmy said it this morning. Those who are meant to be gone after, they are not going after them. You want to go and arrest people hawking money. See, all the video for this year, can you hear me? Of all the events,
yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All the events we've been seeing, we see them with new money. Sorry, where are they getting it? Who is giving them?
Exactly.
Banks are giving to the highest bidder. And EFCC, all the Financial Crime Commission, they understand this thing. They are just deceiving Nigerians. Now we are queuing for money. We are queuing for fuel. You understand? See, Nigeria is just one big conspiracy. And it is yet to catch up with all of us. Just as Mr. Jimmy said.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
We've been bought. We've been putting into a bottle. It remains for it to burst. And I don't know, maybe it will take another 100 years for it to burst. Because this is just a preamble of what will happen yet to... Because it is nonsensical.
It's mind-boggling,
people
actually.
People should be penalized.
It's mind-boggling.
Not ordinary people. If you penalize those at the top, those beneath will sit up. So what are you saying? What is the FCC saying? Who are they deceiving? Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for sharing your thought. 8:25. I'm going to go to our live stream right now on YouTube. Let me go take some messages on there. Abdul says everything in Nigeria is always different. I agree. Paul says the most painful part is after you have stayed on the queue for a long time, the ATM now declines your bank card and your account is debited. I'm so upset right now. My money is still hanging. Paul, I'm sorry. Aziz says, Sheriff, it's nasty. I got to the bank yesterday. I was told I could not withdraw, that they only accept transfer and deposit, and there is no money in the ATM. Yeah. And Yusuf says, I had to personally visit NNPC filling station at Alausa yesterday to exchange cash for transfer from prospective fuel buyers on the queue. It was that crazy. Yes, yeah. That was crazy. You got really creative, but it was crazy at the same time. That was crazy. Yusuf, thanks for sharing your story as well. Appreciate it. I'm going to head to Facebook now. Let's take, there's nothing on Facebook for us. You know what? We can take from Facebook, actually. We can take the one from 5 a.m. We have some messages here that we had to take from 5. Oh, yeah, I have to go now. Let's take this break. It's a short one. When we return from this break, I'll take Facebook messages and WhatsApp, and then back to the telephone. I'm dying to hear your experience in trying to, you know, get money. I really want to know. And they want to know as well. You know, the day, of course, they want to know. I'll be right back. For the very first time, we're discussing your experiences in trying to have access to money for day-to-day living. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And if you've got experience to share, please share with us. If you're a POS operator, you may want to also call in to say one or two things about how it's been like operating your POS business, and what's your charges and why you're charging the such money. You are very free to remain anonymous as well. If you're a banker, you're very free to remain anonymous as well, at least to share some insider information with us. We've had bankers on the show who had shared information, you know, with us in the past, especially on this new Naira redesign and availability as well. So, yeah, we welcome your, I mean, you would be helping bring clarity to the conversation as a whole. Okay, thank you for understanding. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. I'll just call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01-465-7190. For WhatsApp people, I would suggest that you try to call me because I cannot even read 2% of the messages I have here, the backlog I have. So maybe you don't want to send me messages again, and maybe try call me or go to Twitter, go to our live stream on YouTube. And share your thought on those platforms. I may get to them on those platforms. Let me start with WhatsApp. Huh? Sunday from Songo said, number one, from POS operator, I was blessed yesterday to get 10,000 Naira old notes for 300 Naira charge early morning yesterday. A few minutes later, I learned to change to 500 Naira charge for 10,000 Naira. Number two, in banks, no new notes but old notes. If at all, 20,000 Naira, 15,000 Naira old notes, just 5,000 Naira new notes. He's saying that if at all you want to get 20K, old will be 15K, new will be 5K. And number three, this 1 week extension is not enough. Too much crowd and fighting at ATM and banks. Sunday, thank you for sharing that. Sunday sent that in at 5:19 this morning. Let's take another one from Bankole, who is in Lekki. Bankole says, the issue is terrible around here. POS charge as high as 200 Naira per 1,000. And you can imagine how much whoever is paying 10,000 Naira will have to cough out for charges. I have to use my leg on some lengths of the road to ensure that I'm not being insulted by POS operator because of high charges. Bankole, thank you for sharing that. Oluwatosin is here from Ikotun. Oluwatosin said, I went from the beginning of the Marathi Way to the end of it yesterday. None of the banks had cash to dispense. Luckily, I found a POS operator. I think I've taken this one before, but thank you for sending it again. Well, there's no need to do that. This person says, yesterday, most of the POS at Apapa had no money. The ones that had money were charging 100 Naira for 1,000 old notes. We're just living like sheep without shepherd in our country. You didn't leave me with your name, but thank you for sharing. Let's take three more from WhatsApp. Oluwashemi is in Akute. He says, honestly, Sheriff, I tried withdrawing 10,000 Naira from one POS agent yesterday because I had to pay for my breakfast. The POS operator charged me 2,000 Naira for withdrawal of 10,000 Naira. Meanwhile, the eatery doesn't use POS and also rejects transfer. They only accept cash payment. This is so ridiculous. Oluwashemi from Akute, thank you for sharing that. Let me take this one here from No Shaking, who says, what is happening with the currency shows that we are not yet ripe for cashless policy. This is a test of how we can cope, and I bet it's not funny. The alternative channels are not reliable, and people are desperate. I do not blame the banks. I don't also completely blame the POS operators. The Nigeria element is at work in all of these banks, and they are profiting. They are profiting somehow from the CBN lacuna. The POS guys are profiting from the stress they go through to get cash. In the end, the final consumer suffers. This phase will not pass. Tomorrow is my birthday. No Shaking, happy birthday to you. Alrighty, so let's take the last one for now before we go back to the telephone, okay? So this is from Emeka in Surulere. Emeka says, last night at Nobby Street in Surulere, I wanted to use POS to withdraw 10K. The guy said I will pay 1K. I just left. Ah, Emeka, okay. I hope you've been able to get money now, Cha. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning.
Okay. If I you generally they are doing fine. I can't do a very good work if I'm a journalist. Do you know yesterday they were changing money in a Benson here? One woman was like, if you want 10,000 Naira, she's going to give it 8,000 Naira. I wanted to video and tell it to you. That's when I saw these guys. Their dissect is like Muhammad Ali. Like that. I just dropped my phone. I can't do a very good job in being a journalist. So what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is that, see, so many banks in Ikorodu now. If you go there with your ATM, it's for that bank, you can withdraw 20,000. But if you take it to another bank, that ATM is not for for that bank, it's 5,000. How come? So that's what is going on now.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Adeshewa, for sharing that. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Jerry.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
I would like to remain anonymous.
That's okay, that's fine.
All right. It was surprising to know that personally, I had to go to a POS operator to withdraw 30,000 yesterday. The old note.
Are you a banker? Are you a banker?
I am a banker.
Okay.
And I am a branch manager.
You are a branch manager?
Yes.
And you still have to use POS to get money?
I have to use POS.
Okay, now. Let's be going home now. Let's just be going home. Let's everybody be going home.
You know, so this narrative of bankers, well, maybe some are doing it, but I want people to know that what is coming to the branches is grossly inadequate for customers. On Monday, my branch was given 1 million naira of the 1,000, 1 million naira, and we had to load that into an ATM.
In what dino now? The 1 million naira was in what dino?
1,000. In new notes.
Okay.
1,000.
Okay.
And we are told, mandated to load all new notes into ATM. And an average ATM takes minimum 5 million naira. So if that is loaded into an ATM, within how many minutes, it would be exhausted.
That's right. How about old cash, though, in your branch? What's up with it?
The instruction is that once the old cash comes in, don't pay them out.
Oh.
That is the instruction.
How about lower dinos then? 50, 100?
Of course, 100. We had, prior to the commencement of this, December 15th, we are getting the old notes and we are evacuating. That's the smaller denominations.
Yeah.
We are evacuating them, thinking that, by December 15th, we'll get enough of the new notes. But unfortunately, that is not issue. So now, we are regretting having evacuated all the smaller bills.
So what's the way out now? I mean, what's the solution?
CBN has been saying, banks are not coming to pick up the notes. But I think that is not correct. But no bank can come out and say the CBN is lying.
So every day you get 1 million, or it was just for that day?
That 1 million was just for that day. As I speak with you, I have to drop my ATM card with my head of operations. That, once the ATM is loaded, just help me collect 20,000, and that's the maximum I can collect. I have friends, I have family members, relatives who are calling me, how can you be working in a bank and we are not getting notes from you?
And that can be frustrating.
Very, very.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing this. Huh? Thank you. Stay safe. Thank you. Branch manager. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Ruth. I'm calling from Okoba.
Welcome.
So I actually just left the bank this morning. I wanted to withdraw, and I was told I couldn't withdraw, that they've been instructed not to pay any money out. And I was like, we were told to come to the bank to get new notes, to get money, and you're telling me I cannot withdraw. Okay, your ATM is blocked. We can't use the ATM, and we can't get money from inside the bank. So what's going on?
And that's that's just it. That's what you're told. Like, they cannot give you your money.
No other explanation. We can't be paid out. They've been instructed not to pay any money out. And their ATMs are blocked. You can't use the ATM. People are just outside looking. People are stranded. I was even able to enter because I wanted to go through the customer care unit to make a complaint about something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're not even allowing people into the bank if you say you want to come and withdraw.
That's a situation right there. That's the situation. Thank you for sharing. Let's speak with this anonymous caller. Anonymous, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Sheriff, please, let me confirm. Did the CBN governor say yesterday that they will keep taking in money, old notes?
Yes.
Even after the expiration?
Yes.
So what's the essence of this whole thing?
So what he was saying is that they are mandated to take it because at that point, the money will not be useful anymore to you. You won't be able to spend it.
I don't understand. But the people that stole the money or hoarded the money is still their money. It will be credited into their account, according to him.
Yeah, but, you know, it won't be in circulation as legal tender. Nobody will be able to collect it. They won't
it
be able to
matter.
Spend it.
If so, if they have billions in their houses, they'll start to bring it out. That's what it means.
Yeah, that's what
it means.
It's
annoying. So what's the essence of all this trouble? I was so angry yesterday when I heard him say that. So what's the essence of all this? We were hoping that the money would be useless to them. How much was, what happened? Whose hand was bent? It's very, very, very bad. What of the 20 naira, 10 naira, 5 naira, 20, 50 naira, 100 naira? I was thinking that they would stop this thing by 31st, according to what they said, and then flood the whole place with the money, with the new money.
Yeah.
That was what happened? This is very wrong. It's very wrong. It just negates everything that everybody was happy about.
Right.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate your time. Let's go to Twitter. Isaiah says, I can't even get money to buy food stuff. The food seller around the corner refuses to take transfer. It's time we got on a process. I'm tired. Isaiah, hang in there, okay? Becca says, I went to my bank, Stanbic IBTC, on Aolawa Road, Ikoyi, on Monday to withdraw. I was told no money to pay out. Their ATMs was also not dispensing. I had to use the nearby POS to withdraw. I paid 300 naira to withdraw 5K. That was the highest amount the operator could pay. Becca, thank you for sharing. Babadudu says, I've been at an ATM point in Ijebu Odeogun State since 6:35 a.m. And up till now, the ATMs are locked. No cash, no word from the bank staff. From 6:35, what's the time? 8:48, and you're still there. That's 2 hours plus at the bank. Man on a Mission said on Twitter, I feel what CBN should have done was to flood the country with 200, 100 and lower bills. This way there is money and those that need higher bills and quantity should use the e-banking channel. Man on a Mission sent that. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. Let me take two more. Let me take two more from Twitter. Roy Banks. Roy Banks says, my experience is the fact that I had to queue for fuel on our lower road since 4:30 a.m. just to get to the point of sales, and they say they only accept cash. The same cash that is hard to get. Why do we just make life hard for ourselves? Roy, I'm sorry. Yeah, look, it's frustrating, I know. This is where we are. Emani says, I bought fuel this morning after joining the queue. It got to my turn and the attendant said their POS isn't working, so they only accept cash. If you transfer to him, you pay extra 1K. I did that and other people did too. A whole filling station, Mobile in Jakonde. Emani sent that. Emani, it appears that's what's going on around now, that filling stations, everybody wants cash. I mean, there's no cash. Everybody wants cash. And it's unfortunate. It's sad, really. I'm back to the telephone. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Sheriff, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I am calling to rebuke some of the information that a lot of people are saying the commercial banks are to be blamed.
Talk to me.
I work in a bank.
Okay.
And as I'm talking to you, all the cash I have with me is about 2,000 naira. I just dropped my wife off and she told me that she doesn't have cash. I told her she might. And incidentally, I work with one of the tier one banks.
Okay.
And I happen to know the head of cash management, who's my friend. The information is that CBN releases approximately 200 million for the Lagos branches for 1 week. Now, imagine a bank that has approximately 100 branches, and then each ATM happens to take at least 6 million. And this bank has over 100 branches, and oftentimes they have up to 1,000 ATMs, and they have just 200 million to load. I understand that the instruction is do not pay any new notes across the counter. So everybody has to queue. And then just because if you start paying across counter, people will leave the ATM and then get into branches, and you can imagine the fracas that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I believe that it is deliberate for whatever reason that CBN is trying not to make this cash available at this point. I don't know what the reason is. But I want people to take it out of their mind that commercial... You don't take it away that some people may be doing some business, yes. But it is not the norm. So it's not like the banks are holding the money and trying to...
So how... If I may ask you this...
Go ahead, please.
So how do you think the currency hawkers at parties and clubs, how do they get their own...
Okay, so I would say initially when the currency was released, before all the hullabaloo that's happening around now, there wasn't the regulation wasn't very stringent.
Okay.
So I could say most of the cash that got into the hands of hawkers actually happened at that time.
Hmm.
I can tell you at the moment there is a high-level CBN committee that is ensuring that the agents, all those ones that run the agency banking, they have cash and to an agreed amount, just so they have a little money to ensure that this cash gets to everywhere. The cash in circulation is the cash that is printed that is in circulation. That's the new note is actually very little,
right?
And that's part of the issue.
Right. Before I let you go, though, I'd also like to. I know you don't work for the CBN, but I'd like to know. Because you said something earlier that the new notes aren't supposed to be issued out over the counter, right? Is there a mechanism in place, I mean, a directive to banks that this is how we're going to monitor how you dispense this new note?
Yeah, so CBN instruction is that they will send people, you know, like mystery shoppers, just to monitor what banks are doing.
So there's no foolproof way that we can track this money, how they get disbursed?
There is hardly any foolproof way to track anything in Nigeria. I'm sure you know, Sherry.
Oh, Barry. Thanks for calling me, brother. Thanks. I appreciate it. Lagos, that's if you hear blessing. I'm really sorry I can't take your call right now. Please forgive me. I'm completely out of time. But not to worry. We'll keep the conversation going on. We have other shows coming through. Daily Digest is next with Jimmy Disiboy's Dear Bumi. It will be followed by What's Up Lagos, and then you have Sunnyside at 12:15 with Joyce, and then Sandra comes in here with Hard Facts at 3. And we'll keep the conversation on, okay? Stay here with us on Nigeria Info 99.3. Thank you all for being a part of the crossfire for today. I'm back on your radio again, God willing, inshallah, tomorrow at 5. I'll see you then. Bye for now.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's